Christmases, she had worked at a homeless shelter. The year before that, she had been in India, where the holiday didn't matter. It had been a hard jolt coming back to the States after her time there. Everything seemed so commercial and superficial in comparison. The time she had spent in India had changed her life, and probably saved it. She had left on the spur of the moment and been gone for over 6 months. Re-entry into American life had been incredibly hard. Everything she owned was in storage, and she had moved from Boston to New York. It didn't really matter to her where she lived. She was a photographer and took her work with her. The photographs she had taken in India and Tibet were currently being shown in a prestigious gallery uptown. Some of her other work was in museums. People compared her work to that of Deanne Arbus. She had a fascination with the destitute and devastated. The agony in the eyes of some of her subjects ripped out your soul, just as it had affected hers when she photographed them. Hope's work was greatly respected, but to look at her, nothing about her demeanor suggested that she was famous or important. Hope had spent her entire life as an observer, a chronicler of the human condition. And in order to do that, she had always said, one had to be able to disappear, to become invisible, so as not to interfere with the mood of the subject. The studies she had done in India